You're right on time. You're the most on time you've ever been.
And then I saw that I have to be 10 minutes late, but no, it's okay. This is the time. Okay, let's start. Bruce, I got a special video for you.
Okay.
A private video, which will solution all the problems about the rhythm regarding the Menade Carnaval piece, because you didn't play this perfectly well. And now, thanks to this video, we will be able to do it.
Okay, so I need to open this up. Okay, Oops.
Okay, so what we will do now is play the arpeggio of Menade Carnaval at 96 beats per minute.
Hold on, something's going wrong here. Yeah, I'm over here. I'm in front of the computer right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to print off the score.
Okay. Then I was afraid it was stuck or something.
No,
there.
No.
I
moved to the computer.
Three pages, actually. One is the page. There are two arpeggio pieces. Two arpeggio pages and one melody page.
Okay. Oops, what is this? This is a... Okay, I got... See, one of... What is this?
All what it says PDF, that's it.
Okay, I'll give this a try. Okay, it takes a minute to, okay.
No problem.
And, print. What? Oh, jeez. What is going on here? I don't think it printed. Let me go check. I'm going to check and see if it's printed.
Yes, no
printing is such a pain, it did not print. This printing business is such a pain in the ass.
Just read it from the screen if you want. No
well,
problem.
I wish I could, but it's very awkward to do that, and now my computer's locked up. Jesus Christ.
This locked top.
Yeah, it won't move.
Oh, wow.
It's, cancel. Okay. I don't know what's going on. So if I print, floating the preview, and then it's jammed. I don't know what, okay, save. Doing. You know, it'd be so much more efficient if somehow you could send these in advance and I'd get them all printed out and have them ready by the time we got together.
Okay, we'll do that, but I don't do it with anyone because everybody can just click one link, it's one click, and this and the page is there.
Well, I don't know what the difference is, but this is just very difficult. Okay, I think it's printed. Pages now.
Fantastic. Okay. Did you got the melody one?
No, I haven't got the melody one yet. Are we gonna work on the melody today?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, geez. So where is the melody now? Skype.
Melody is the link number 6.
Okay. Number 6. 2. Oh, I see. Down here. Well, I hope I've got the right ones printed off. Thank you.
That's excellent.
Okay, let me go see if that printed.
Okay, now pick the melody page.
Okay.
And then let's go to the private videos.
Okay.
Close the video you had before because that one was fast.
Okay, so. Okay, so we close. Okay, so which link do I go to now?
The last link, I see.
The last. The last link. Is there another link?
The last.
Private video. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Private video.
And. Okay, do I go to exercise one?
No, example one, that's right.
Example one, okay.
Okay, again from the example one, I wanted to pick it there.
Okay, the first line.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, down here. See, that's six.
That's pull off. That's fine. Properly played. So I advise you strongly that, but at least try to play it now.
Two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
Okay, so it goes right from one right into two.
That's right. Let's try again. Click except okay. One. It was pretty good, but we need to get the rhythm properly. Let's
one,
see.
Two, three, four.
Thank you.
What exercise is that?
That would be number two. And then, well, first try to read it yourself, the first line,
okay,
because it maybe need to do some correction or something. That's right, and then it's
okay.
Diminished.
Okay, and so then we have.
Yes. And then? That's right. Yes.
Let's see, where are we? D minor, so it's.
Yes. And then C major.
That's not a C major, though, is it?
Is this a.
That's C major, major seventh. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And then from there we go to F.
Jesus.
That's finger two, C sharp subdiminished.
Okay. 5. See, the trouble is I don't have a color printer, so I'm seeing this in black and white. Okay, so 5, uh-huh. 3, and is that it? No, that's 5 and 5. That's it. I'm going to have trouble with that when we play it against the video. Okay, and then we're back to... See, that's that and that.
F major, oh, okay. We play like an A minor.
That's oh, it's right. It's like an A minor, but with a... And then we have... Okay, so I want
to
click on 2.
I want to do one try to go again with the melody. That arpeggio thing, no problem. It's impossible to do that immediately. You need to practice that. In a week or so, it may be playable. Now, let's go again with the melody thing about the rhythm stuff. I want to play this simple note, but on the proper rhythm.
Yeah.
And then the arpeggio, you can practice that as a homework. That's no problem.
Okay, so we want melody, melodia.
Let's go with the melody because that's the one that we can check right away.
Yeah, now and I guess I'm not really criticizing, but the trouble I'm having is there is no there's no time signature on here, so I
exactly.
don't. So I just have to remember what you do.
Because if we have time signature written, then we're taking a classical guitar lesson, not a flamenco guitar lesson.
Yeah,
we have to exercise ear training. Don't think I don't post that because I don't know how to write the music.
But oh, I know you do. I know you do.
The problem is in flamenco grows here. There is many confusion stuff there because people is confused with the thing of classical and flamenco guitar. So many partitures are there, and then people keep playing it as classical Spanish music, thinking it is flamenco. But here we need to get the rhythm idea from ear training, not from rhythm.
Okay.
If we do from rhythm, then it's the same like classical. And that's why I want you to improve your rhythm.
Okay.
There is no need to rhythm signature, because if we listen to the example with attention, here we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. This is crystal clear. There is no need really to read. Actually, if you can play it, all tabs are also not necessary, really speaking. But we are giving it because then otherwise, we don't have a guideline. So in our lessons, the tabs is always have been with us.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Ruben. It's broken into bars, right? Into measures. But each one of those don't get 4 counts. How many counts per bar?
Exactly. No, we divide it into phrases only. Means we have here.
Okay, these are phrases and not normal bars as
exactly.
in the classical.
It's just, look, the first phrase goes. That's the first phrase. Mm-hmm. Second phrase. Third phrase. Fourth phrase. Fifth phrase.
Now,
it's so easy to think. Okay. I'm sure you can play.
Okay, yeah, but okay, let me ask you this. Each phrase, are they the same length of time?
No.
No, they're not.
Absolutely. Just like in a speaking language, we have phrases, statements longer or shorter.
Okay.
This is more like organic thing. Look, in classical guitar, everything is so measured that there is not the space for you. Here, there is a space for you, room for you, and therefore, everything is free. It's just like speaking. Look, if I tell you a story, I start the story with this.
Once upon a time.
That's the first statement, and then it comes something like, what comes after? Then I do, well, what happens after was. And then that's in itself a quote. Stop that. It's very interesting. This is approach. You are a teacher of English too.
Oh, yeah.
This is interesting because it's phrasings. It's one statement, and then you tell a story with it.
Mm-hmm.
The story have to have a sense.
Yeah.
And therefore, the process is more important phrase concept than bar concept.
Well, the other thing I see in this is also call and respond, right? Call and response.
Yes.
The first phrase, and then the second phrase responds to the first.
That makes much more sense than just writing there, same like classic, and then you'll read one bar, read another. What is the difference? That's not the phrasing stop there. And actually, the classic people have to train, take a lesson of phrasing because they don't know what a phrase is.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to read it. In fact, that is the joke.
Yeah.
If you want to silence a classic player, take off the partitura.
Yeah,
well, and if you want to silence a rock or flamenco player, give him a partitura.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally they don't know how to read. We need to play with partitura and without partitura. Well,
okay, you're saying also with Baroque? Is that...
Well, they know only how to read, but if you take off the partitura, there is no music. I have students here in the Conservatory, very good students, on classical. But if you take off the partitura, they don't know anything. What is it? That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
English only if I read.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is that? Like, where is you? You cannot say anything you on your own because you don't know the vocabulary, how to use the verbs, the nouns, and how to conjugate and all that. You need to know how to use the language of music, not just how to read a page and then what I will do with that. I need you to be more creative and get, ¿cómo se dice? Like a sponge absorbing all these different elements that constitute music, combination between sound and silence.
Yeah, and the jazz performers have the same thing. Like Dave Brubeck could never read music. He studied in the university, but he can never read it. But he certainly could play, right?
Wow, it's amazing. Now they made also a homage to him, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because he was very important for the modern music.
Oh,
not
yeah,
just
he
because
started
of the
a whole new
five,
style.
His famous piece.
The 5/4 beat or 5/9 is what that was, wasn't it?
Take five,
but it was in 5/9.
Which
he probably didn't know how to write, but that's what worked out.
But everybody memorized his song. It was very, very, very more musical.
Mm-hmm.
So music is about a language to communicate, really speaking. It's same like language. And then this language, they have the rules there. And this is the phrasing thing, extremely useful.
Okay, so...
Also, we will see by the chord structure this... that we have...
So what I need to do probably is spend the first part of the week just learning the melody along with you before I even try to do it with arpeggio.
That's right.
And then
but
I'll try to play it.
Should be there. Don't delay too much the going to the arpeggio thing.
Okay.
But
the next step would be to play the melody with your arpeggio before
right.
I even try to play my own arpeggio.
That's right. Look, this is how it will sound. Let me put the video of the arpeggio,
okay.
And I will play you the melody, and then you will see what you can do. and of course you can play, and you have good musical ear. It's just a training, ear training needed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how it will sound. Let me put the example one of this thing, and then we know.
Key is all of the pauses, because the pauses are just as important as the notes, right?
Yeah, and that's why I have to do a private video, very slow. That's a half hour video long. That has everything. Has the arpeggio counting, has the arpeggio without counting, has the melody counting. We need to count that melody to know that the beats are exact. Mm-hmm. If we don't count, we may also learn it. I haven't said you cannot learn if you don't count it, but you have to keep repeating like crazy. It's better to just repeat five times counting, accept that it will be the challenge of counting it, to internalize the rhythm, and then you are there.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce, un abrazo.
Okay, see you in 2 weeks. Fantastic. Oh, hold it. I think 2 weeks I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, just let me know.
Okay, it's Father's Day. I'm going to go visit my daughter for Father's Day.
Fantastic.
So we'll have to miss
it. Wow,
that.
That's yeah. Great.
Okay, but I'll email you with that.
No problem. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Bye.